Good morning, I'm John Sliggers. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors approved the annual report of their tax increment financing districts for the fiscal year ending in June. These revenues generated totaled some $500,000 in the fiscal year, and that's compared to some $1.5 million in debt at the end of the year. The debts were for borrowing from the fund for several bridge and road projects in the county and for a couple of rebates for businesses within the district. The account is on track to settle its debts by the time it expires in the 29-30 fiscal year. The board also approved an information technology services agreement with Sioux Rivers Mental Health. The other five counties making up Sioux Rivers will also act on the agreement. This is a one-year renewable memorandum of understanding. And the supervisors passed a proclamation setting September 16 as National POW/MIA Awareness Day. Joel DeYoung of Lamar's is retiring today as a field agronomist with the Iowa State University Extension after working most of those 40-plus years based in Plymouth County. DeYoung started with the Extension shortly after earning his first degree from Iowa State in 1980, and he's stuck with it ever since. An open house is scheduled for DeYoung this afternoon from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Lamar's Convention Center. He says people can come and go as they wish. He just wants to express his gratitude to those he's worked with over the years. A Sioux City man is accused of beating his 8-year-old daughter. That incident happened July the 6th after the girl had taken money from his wallet to buy some snacks. She had been told to do so by her aunt. 49-year-old Leon Bearshield is accused of pulling her from a closet at her friend's house and repeatedly hitting her before throwing her to the ground. The girl required hospital treatment for her injuries. Bearshield faces a charge of child endangerment resulting in injury. The Adjutant General of the Iowa National Guard says their current numbers are strong, but they're facing challenges that every other organization is facing when it comes to filling their needs. There's been some criticism about younger kids just out of high school not being interested in serving. Major General Ben Correll says that always seems to be something that's said about young people, including when he graduated from high school in the 1970s.
There was similar talk back then about the new generation. What I see with the young men and women that join today, they're no different than what I was as a kid growing up. They want to serve. They want to make a difference. And those are the people that we want to come in the organization and give them that opportunity to serve their communities, serve the state when the need arises.
Andy says there are times when they are called to federal duty in the U.S. or overseas. Correll says he still sees the Iowa and Midwest values of service that he was raised with in the eyes of new recruits. Northwest Iowa Economic Development Organizations are holding a competition to find the best new business startup ideas. It's called the Big Challenge. From September 5 till October 2, entrepreneurs and small business owners from seven counties, including Plymouth, Sioux, and Woodbury, can visit www.iawestcoast.com and click on the Big Challenge to submit their ideas. These ideas will be voted upon between October 5 and 14, and the top three ideas will become part of a showcased contest to be held November 17 in Sioux City. $10,000 in prize money will be awarded to these top three entries. An AARP and two state agencies will be holding a series of seminars around Iowa to alert older residents to some of the most common scams and how to avoid them. Brad Anderson, AARP state director, says his wife recently got a phone call from a scammer claiming her business had to pay a fine immediately, but when she called the county attorney, he told her it was a scam and she was not being fined. Officials from the Iowa Insurance Division will be part of the Fraud Watch tour this fall. Admission is free, but attendees must sign up in advance through the Iowa AARP website. The first tour stop took place this week in Des Moines. Future stops will include Sioux City. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sliggers.